The Young and the Monstrous, a story of kids just trying to get out of high school and keep their monsters within. Episode 23 of Dex and Dogs.
It doesn't have to die, is what you hear from the entrance to the auditorium, as if a person is indeed walking down the aisle, coming, and they are flanked on one side by a beefy man with a shaved head and a neck tattoo of a chalice, and on the other side by Officer Perez. And the person, of course, who spoke up is a very handsome man, John Hamm-esque, if you will, who you've met as Ransom Morganhouse, Kyle's dad. Celine, you have met this person as Kyle's dad. Emily, you have... Has Emily met Kyle's father?
My guess would be possibly. I mean, if they've been dating for a while.
I mean, there's also been some keeping things secret, and that we did say in the beginning that Kyle was keeping that Emily and he were together secret because she's too extra.
Okay, then let's go. No, she doesn't know this guy.
All right, well then you're like, this is your dad? Who's this dreamboat in a double-breasted suit? It's a very weird outfit, but okay. It's 2023 and this is the outfit you've chosen, but all right. And, yeah, the other guy looks like a dude who's like straight out of jail. Like he's like a huge guy who's just got a shaved head and looks kind of like vacant. And yeah, an Officer Perez. And this person who Celine knew as had met as Ransom Morganhouse, and Kyle, I don't think you have ever met.
I was just going to ask you that. I don't think so.
And he says, that creature doesn't have to die, and neither does your friend. All of that can be solved. And Kyle, I can help you out.
And Kyle will like sort of nudge Celine and be like, who's that?
I think that's your dad.
Celine's like, bro, you've met my dad. Wait, did we establish you had met my dad or not met my dad? You have met my dad.
I think so, yeah.
Like my actual dad.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, bro, you've met my dad.
In Celine's defense.
I'm sorry. I was like, he told me you were adopted.
He'll look at you like, what? And he'll like turn back to Morganhouse and he'll be like, I don't know who you think you are, but I'm not adopted.
Love that. Carl McMichael's firm stance against adoption. If you're adopted,
for me, as my personal choice.
Yeah. I believe other people should have the right to adopt. I wouldn't adopt personally.
Other people have the right to be adopted.
There you go.
I personally feel that I should not be adopted.
I shouldn't be adopted. You shouldn't adopt me. Because I'm a bad little boy, he said, and he put his pinky to his cheek. All right. Yeah. And he says, I'm sure once we work this all out, you'll excuse the subterfuge. It was necessary merely to make sure that I had the right people, that I had the people with the potential and with the talent to solve these problems, to fix the kind of things that are going on. And he motions towards the doorway to the gymnasium as, like, obviously, the shit with Brennifer.
And Kyle's like, hold on. Are you putting together a team?
And he one side of his mouth smiles like the fucking Grinch. And he's like, Kyle, that's exactly what's going on here. I'm putting together the greatest team that history's ever known. A team whose power can... And he brings his hand like up and he clenches it a little bit. And he says, not only stop that kind of chaos, but could make sure that this is a better place for us. Always.
Kyle will like scoff and like puff just out a little bit. He's like, yeah, well, you're looking at, look, I can't die. She's a witch. And I'll point to Emily, and she's like a better witch who can shoot lightning or a werewolf. I'm not sure yet. But if you're looking for a bunch of ass kickers, you better know you just found them.
All of your talents and your abilities are the exact things that brought me here. They're the reason I wanted to know about Kyle. Celine, your abilities are the reason I asked you about him. Emily. You may not have shown any kind of strange abilities or anything like that, but your ability to come back from what we just witnessed even this evening says something of in itself. If the three of you could come with us, could be a part of this, we could form an order that could stop that kind of thing. Come with me. Come with us. And I think Officer Perez speaks up and is like, I was skeptical about it too. And then he explained the whole thing to me. And I saw what they can do. And it's pretty awesome. It's freaking pretty cool.
That just like a testimonial like, on like a prescription commercial.
Yeah, exactly. Like, like things were difficult for me. I couldn't hold it. But after trying well Blazol, now I can play tennis. But yeah, she says that. Like I was skeptical of this, and I looked into it. And I'm sorry. She says, like, I'm sorry if I scared you kids.
And Celine just like squints and she's like, well, what about what's going on in the dance floor right now?
Why do you think we need, and I think Rosie Perez speaks up and is like, why do you think we need your help? And she kind of gets a little hot, Rosie Perez kind of fashion. And Ransom Morganhouse says, exactly. That's why we need your help. We need you brought into this. Eduardo.
Just based off where everybody's standing, they came in through the auditorium. Are they still standing in front of what they think, what they know is Lilith now? Are all these teens standing in front of this, like, giant body?
Yeah.
On the stage, okay.
Yeah, they're basically right there.
Yeah, and it stinks real bad in here.
It smells.
From all the monster blood.
Monster blood and bile.
And it, like, where are they... Where are these adults standing?
They're in the aisle coming up. So they're maybe like 10 or 15 feet from the orchestra pit, like looking up.
But they're not near the wires.
I mean, there are plenty of wires all over this place, but they're not near the wires.
You know which ones I mean? The two wires.
To zap the, that.
Yes.
Everett Lee, the Eduardo, the Everett Emily portmanteau.
The Emily.
Everett Lee.
Everly is right there. You guys aren't taking
Everly. 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 Everly used to zap the monster. No.
Celine, like, what's your general vibe here? Like, you see these guys. Like, is Celine being like, no, friends? Like, these are the bad guys. Or is Celine being like, oh, okay.
She's somewhere in the middle. She's like, I don't trust these people, but if they're going to help me with getting rid of Brennifer, then sure.
And Emily, you don't know who these people are at all, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Weirdly, Emily, there was a third guy with them, right? Like a prison look, like a muscle bound dude.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, honestly, it looks like Vin Diesel or like a lot of guys who are like bouncers. Who it's like, were you also in jail at one point, and we just hired you because you're terrifying looking?
Does he have the tattoo?
Yes. Oh, okay. And Kyle has seen these tattoos for sure. Actually,
right. So I'm thinking like Kyle's gonna be like, oh, you're putting together a team. Awesome. I should be in a team. And like he's like getting ready to be like, let's go, guys, let's be part of the superhero team. And like just as he's like starting to make moves to like join them, he's like, wait a minute. And like point at that guy. He's like, I know you guys.
I've always had the problem.
I've worked around it, but it's been difficult.
It's caused some problems.
Serious relationship, you know, in the bedroom.
We'd have to be pointed in just the right way.
I was always having to rearrange myself every time I got excited.
I had to buy special pants to stop the chafing.
Erectile neurosis is a condition that affects one out of every six men.
By the time I was diagnosed, it was obvious. Every time I got an erection, it pointed magnetic north.
I was having to walk backwards down the hall each morning.
And the special pants weren't cheap.
If you think you might be suffering from erectile neurosis, talk to your doctor about Nordinex.
Erectile neurosis is a condition that causes the erect penis to point magnetic north. It can cause extreme discomfort when the body is improperly aligned to allow the correct orientation. I was watching a movie that got a bit sexy while I was on a flight. Strapped into those little seats, I felt like I was gonna poke right through my torso as we were heading down to Miami. This is a condition that really shakes up people's lives.
I'm having to move the bed around.
North ain't up, people. You can't just go cowgirl.
I guess if you were at the South Pole, you'd be all pile drivers. But then I guess your dick would freeze off. But now, there's hope.
Talk to your doctor about Nordinex.
With Nordinex, I can finally get my life back on track.
Don't take Nordinex if you are allergic to Nordinex or any of its ingredients. Side effects may include dry mouth, dizziness, erectile ptosis, cramping, Wellington's windmilling disease, and abnormally cold urination.
Say goodbye, special pants.
Say goodbye to erectile neurosis.
There will be glimpses. There have been moments that you've gotten where you're used to seeing a lot of characters kind of like shuffle through. And so we've seen like a vampire and some kind of lagoon monster and a Sasquatch creature and a demon horse. We've seen these things and you guys have been able to speak to each other. But there's been other folks who you've briefly seen flashes of, but it's only been for like a second, and usually like screaming's been involved. And so you've seen these images. And from inside the deck, one of the things is you have seen these body transfers. So from inside the deck, what does that look like?
So on the outside, they have that light thing where it's like transferring in light, but we've never seen the souls. Mm-hmm. So that's because it's happening in the dark side of it. So you actually see full on like bodies and souls and people like screaming as they got shunt from one part of the deck to the next. It's like that pentacle or pentagram you were mentioning, mm-hmm. like standing on the star. So we always see someone randomly like zipping by. So it's enough to know that it's a person.
You usually don't see both?
No, you just see one. Like the other one.
You see one going in one direction. You're like, oh, there's somebody who met some way.
Yep, that's usually what we see. And we see them like fly by. They don't zip by so fast like electricity, but they like fly by us. And I feel like every now and then Drac rolls his eyes. The demon's horse is like, nay. You know what I mean? Like maybe we see them come by, but nobody ever. I mean, the Sasquatch person's having tea upside down or something. Like we're just, oh, there goes another one. Like it's super chill. For us on the inside, at least.
He didn't reveal he likes being upside down. He's actually a bat squatch. He's a Sasquatch.
He loves it.
He loves hanging upside down.
Perfect. The chupacabra comes by every now and then. We high five.
You guys got any goats? Anyway.
Yeah. That's what, yes. But in Espanol.
Yeah. Hola. yo quiero goats. Perfect.
Yo quiero chupacabra.
Yeah, you want
chupa means sub. You want me? I want us.
Yeah, the chupacabra is just very, very into itself. Yo quiero chupacabra.
I'm dying, stupid.
The chupacabra that sucks itself.
Check a box. I'd watch that teen show.
There you go. But so I think we see periodically these visions of Everett in this this dark kind of landscape that's full of smoke, and we can see these, like, every now and again you'll hear a screaming and this like electrical sound, and you'll see this vision of like a ghost or a spirit. That kind of reminds me of a more distinct version of you know, in Beetlejuice, where they're in the afterlife and they talk to the spooky janitor and he goes, "That the restless dead, hell, like death for the dead," that kind of thing. And then he's basically like, "Now get the fuck off my floor. I just swept this," or whatever. Like, you see a version of that, but it, like, you can see who it is. And for the most part, you've been like, "I don't know who is that." And so the first time we see it, we just see a person. We don't know who it is. And we maybe even see a close up of their face, but this isn't a face that we've ever been familiar with. And then another time we see it again, and it's like a bald, beefy person that we've seen before. Like, we may have seen before. Is that the guy that we just saw in the last scene? Not positive. And then we see this again. And one of the scenes that we see very clearly is Officer Perez. And so this tells us, the audience, Officer Perez is not at all Officer Perez. And we get a shot of that Faraday cage. And Officer Perez kind of stands up, kind of shakes things off. And no one has to do the Rosie Perez voice. They haven't settled into the body yet, so they can just be this person. What was once one of these beefy, bald-headed dudes with a neck tattoo is now in Rosie Perez's body if she's a cop. And Rosie Perez is in the bound body of one of these beefy guys. And
I hate that. I hate that a lot.
It's not good. These are bad people.
Do you think I figured it out by now?
Everett has definitely figured this stuff out. Yeah.
Okay. But I would love to communicate with that, but I'm stuck in the deck currently.
We'll hop to that. Let's do something with this scene. And so, is there anybody who'd be interested in playing Rosie Perez without having to do any kind of accent? You're just one of these goons now in the body of this cop who you can utilize to influence these kids.
I can do that.
Awesome. Anybody else who is down to be a goon?
Well, aren't the rest of us like on the other side of the scene?
Yes, but you as the actors, Carl, David, and Kate, are not, and could play these characters.
So I could finally act across myself.
Yeah, so this is just you guys playing these characters in this scene that happened at another time.
Oh, another time.
Yes, this is an earlier thing. Yes.
Oh, got it. Yeah, let's. What's going on? What's like the first thing?
So, Eduardo is going to be the goon in Rosie Perez's body. We also need someone to be Rosie Perez in the goon's body. Excuse me, and then we've got another goon. No one has to do an accent.
I'm happy to be a goon, but I think you have to tee us off. Like, I'm a little bamboozled.
Okay, well, I'll kick this off. I'll kick this off, and then we'll get started. Ransom Morgan House is there, and he's wearing like the nice suit, and we see that it's this nicer suit. That kind of he has been wearing, that we've seen him, like that kind of variety. And he's picking up the cards and kind of shuffling them back up with one hand and putting them back into the deck. And he turns to Rosie Perez's body played by Eduardo. And he says, thank you for your service. I appreciate all you've done for this community.
No, I don't mind, but do I have to be in this small body for the next 50 years? Oh. This small body, I was huge. Now I'm small.
And these bodies don't mean anything to us, brother. You know that.
I know, but I have to live in it. You don't. You get to be in that sexy thing. And he like points at Ransom's body.
And we look over to one of the other goons, and it is Joe Pesci with a shaved head and a neck tattoo. And anyone can be him. And that is the previous guy. That is the body, the spirit that used to be in John Hamm's body and is now in Joe Pesci's body.
Oh, and he's like, rolls his eyes. He's like, you get used to it, man.
Well,
none of these bodies are, none of these bodies are, they're not permanent, brother. They're merely vessels for us to take the power that we deserve as the ones who have drunk deep from the chalice. The chalice.
And then not permanent. Definitely not permanent.
No, the soul transference. No, I understand. When do I get the tattoo? This new body doesn't have the tattoo.
It'll be better if you don't have
you the tattoo. You can tell I'm frustrated. Give it to me.
You'll have your marking as a loyal brother of the order, but soon.
No, I had it in my last body, but when do I get this one?
And I think Ransom Morganhouse kind of rolls his eyes and says,
"There it is."
You know, I think we have something that we've got to do first. Why don't we look at some records?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to need you to go down to your office, the police
My
station,
office.
Of course. Yes.
Police station.
And
okay.
These are the names I'm going to need you
what
to
What am
look
I
up.
Looking for? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What
a,
is it?
He gives you a piece of paper with the names. And of course, it's Celine, it's Kyle, it's blah, blah, blah. It's the main character's names. And
right.
And he says, you're going to need to pull them into a meeting.
A meeting?
Yes. I've arranged that. I can be considered a representative of the state, and of course, with one of Springwood's finest backing that up, who could argue?
Mm. No one's going to argue. Or just when do you want to do this?
He says, oh, and I think he has like an honest look of like, oh shit. Well, probably what that Kyle kid just died like 2 days
didn't
ago.
Didn't he have a stopwatch? He had one of those like watches in his like waistcoat or whatever.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he does. He like looks at that and he's like, that kid died like what? 2-3 days ago.
Is that the ghoulish one? The ghouly one, the ghoul one.
Hey, you can say that.
Yeah.
But what if all of the bodies we choose once we chose our body,
right,
and we found the one we liked, what if it was permanent? Right now,
the body,
whatever we want.
Right. So you're saying, oh, so if you jumped into that body, you could house your soul permanently in that body. Is that what you're saying?
If you so desired. And with our timeline, why couldn't we discover what makes it last?
Oh my gosh, that's actually, and he's gonna like fix his Rosie Perez hair. That is a great idea. Okay, wait, I can do this. We just gotta find more of these like supernaturally enhanced bodies so I can be a big guy, but not in a small lady body. Okay, and he like fixes his like whatever coat she was wearing. And he's like, okay, I'll go. That is a great. And as he's like backing out of this, like, what is the, it's like this dome, this bio thing.
Yeah. It's a big, like it's like, you know, when you're something a little clay, kid, you have that, like, that playground dome that you can play in.
Yeah.
It's like monkey bars, but a dome. Yeah. It's that, but it's the size of a basement and it's all like covered in wire.
Love it. So he's going to like tap the shoulder of the other guy and he's like, you know, I need you to come with me, you know, just and he's like, look, what? And he like whispers, look what we're going to do. And he like starts making a whisper secret plan away from the, don't worry, Ransom, we got this. And like, they exit. It's and time think, to go.
I think Ransom will just say like, we'll just look at you and say, brother, I think you should do that one on your own. As in, like, Rosie Perez should go talk to the kids, not with this giant guy with this neck tattoo.
And Rosie's going to look back and say, we're making plans over here, Ransom. We don't need your assistance right now. We figured that you did the body transfer part. Let us handle Chalice. And he, like, yells some random, like, woo! Chalice, like, push, and, like, the both of them, like, What happens outside the dome happens outside the dome, Ransom. What are you worried about? I'm taking this lug with me.
All right. I mean, that person just didn't have... They didn't show up in the other thing, so that they were doing something else.
That's perfectly fine. They didn't have to. Why won't you let me whisper in their ear, Austin?
Yeah.
Why won't you let me whisper?
Okay, well, but the two of you left, so then if there's another goon here...
There should be.
Oh, well, then Joe Pesci is still here, right? No, wait. Who did you leave with just then?
Whoever you want. It doesn't matter, because they're not going to end up in the other scene, right?
Okay.
I left right, with well, a man.
Okay.
There were so many goons.
Yeah, I think that... Then just the next thing that happens is the goon that has the Rosie Perez body. And again, is there anybody who would be willing? I'm sorry. The goon that is Rosie Perez, that Rosie Perez is in the goon body. Is there anybody who'd be willing to play that role? David or Emily? David or Kate, sorry.
Like what kind of tone are you just like?
You have been captured and your body was, your soul was just transferred into another body.
All right. Sure.
I think your responses might be reasonable. Like what might be like pretty normal. So, and you're a cop, you're Rosie Perez. So you have got a temper. You're used to being a sexy short lady. And now you're a guy who looks like, the dude who played, Kingpin's dad in the Daredevil. He was also in The Wire. So let's say you look like that.
Oh, Littlefinger.
No, very different from him. yeah.
King
so
Kid's dad, that's a deep cut.
He was also in The Wire. He's just a big beef, a white Ving Rhames. But yeah, so you're this guy and you're tied to a chair and you've probably been yelling the whole time. But Ransom Morganhouse turns to the body of Silas and to another goon and says, we'll have to wait the appropriate amount of time, but I don't think this would be appropriate to allow to persist. And he's pointing to Rosie Perez in the and Officer Perez in the body of this goon.
Yeah, I think she's just glaring. They're not talking to her, right?
They're talking about her for certain, yeah. So I don't think she's gagged. Like, I think this is like an area that at least they're not concerned with whatever noises. So.
Yeah, I feel she'd just be like seething over there.
Okay, this process takes a little while, so it might require like hours or even like the next day. Ooh. They come back in and they've returned. Rosie Perez and the body of this goon is still bound. It's dirty. It's gross. Officer Perez. And this time you see that they've come in seemingly and they've brought in like a big crate and they put that big crate down. Joe Pesci and this other goon have put this big crate down and Ransom Morganhouse says, You know, it's unfortunate for you to be in that body and not have the kind of loyalty to this organization that would be appreciated. You know, I can appreciate likely your knowledge and your skills, and with the brothers as usually willing as they are, everything about you will certainly be utilized in our efforts. You'll live forever, and you could have that. But until that can be proven, we're going to have to make sure that, well, that we have our resource back and that you don't have it. So, I guess we'll have to do this again. I guess we'll have to say goodbye to that body.
Yeah, gladly.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment. But you may regret those words. And you see that they open the box, and out of the box is a corgi. And they put that corgi down and they move the box out of the way. And Joe Pesci, what does Joe Pesci say about this situation?
I think Rosie Perez says, "You gotta be fucking kidding me."
Did you just kill that dog?
He's like, "The dog's alive." And the dog is like licking Joe Pesci's foot.
Oh, okay. I draw the line somewhere. A man's gotta have a code.
And he says, "This dog has nothing to worry about. He just moved up the food chain after all. Now put him over there."
Like grumbling under his breath. He's like, "Yeah, well, I know what it's like to move down the food chain."
Ransom Morgan House rolls his eyes and he's like, "Oh, you let people live forever, and I guess you got to hear about it forever. God damn it."
Yeah, take and great care of this body.
He's walking, he's like, "Ah, my back." And we like kind of zoom out and we hear that, like, with the implication that Rosie Perez has been put into the body of a dog. Ah, another day on the force.
Stay dry out there, Gurkovich. It's supposed to storm pretty bad.
Maybe we'll finally clean up these streets, Lopez.
Hey, give me your money, huh? Help! 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 Help!
Hey, you! Stop right there.
Pretty brave, Pig. Messing with Boss Mars' boys.
Yeah, Porky. Maybe we make you squeal.
Give me that knife! Watch out!
Damn, he's dead!
Wow, the knife flew right out of your hand.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
You almost died out there, Gurkovich.
What can I say, Crowner to Officer Falls?
You're gonna need more than those magnet powers to clean up this city.
It's like you had magnet powers, boss.
Yeah, the gun flew right out of my hand.
Then you used my old belt buckle to whoop my ass.
I didn't buy half the force to have one cop mess up my operation. I want this magnet cop dead. Dead, you hear me?
This sure is a great mega rally. I can't wait to hear Rudy Giuliani speak at this refrigerator factory.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, but I don't know about that last Giuliani speech.
Sarah, I can't believe I'm attracted to a liberal.
Well, you know that attracting is one of the main things magnets do.
Wait, there he is.
Most people put magnets on the fridge. Let's see what happens when you drop a fridge on a magnet.
Wait, a refrigerator?
Shut up and just kill him already.
Oh my god, that fridge is gonna fall off the balcony and crush someone!
I don't know if I can hold it. Run, Vera!
I can't leave Rudy Giuliani behind.
He's attracted to justice.
I think what you did was metal.
He repels crime.
Watch your ass out there, Gurkovich.
Eric Roberts is Magnet Cop.
You forgot that magnets linked together form a powerful bond.
Gabaret Sidibe as Sergeant Lo Sidibe is Sergeant Lopez.
This Magnet Cop is gonna find himself on the wrong end of an iron fist.
Jonathan Majors is Boss Mars, pending his appeal. Failing that, it'll be, Michael Clark Duncan is dead. Ice Cube's kid. Or hell, Ice Cube, we'll get him.
Magnet Cop, love and justice will be our compass.
With Megan Fox as Farrah. Oh, shit, Wesley Snipes. Snipes as Mars for sure. Magnet Cop.
I'm 52, I'm a calf. I have magnet powers. Now let's go, Brandon.
All right, so we see the neck tattoo on one of the people, and we kind of zoom over to Kyle's gaze, and Kyle is staring at that, trying to exactly place it. And he's quiet, he's silent. And, Ransom Morganhouse just reiterates, if you come with me, we can help all of those people, and we can even help her. I have the ability to do this.
What about the people on the dance floor?
I mean, you know that that's who he's referencing when he has, like, pointed and talked about that, so...
Oh, that's the her?
No, the her is Lilith.
Okay. Okay. So... Is he saying he will... Is that the temptation or what?
I mean, yeah, that's what he's saying. Like, come with me. We can help all of them.
Oh, yeah. She's all for it then. If that's the case.
And he says... I can help her, but not here and not like this. Here. And he'll,
Hey, dudes.
He'll kind of... Welcome back. I said that Kyle is just staring at this guy's neck tattoo. And, he takes this thing out of his pocket, and it looks like a fancy cigarette holder. Or... If you guys aren't familiar with cigarette holders, not you as people, but as your characters, it might look like a weird cell phone case, I guess. And he opens it up, and out of it pops a deck of cards. And he, with one hand, kind of does that creepy magician, like shuffling the deck and breaking it a bunch of times, situation. And he riffles over it with one hand and pulls out one of the cards. What's up, Eduardo?
No, keep going.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to wait until I know what you're doing.
Yeah. I think that he's going to attempt to basically suck Lilith back into this deck. Is that what you thought was going to
happen? And that's my trigger. So before he can, and he's rifling through that deck, that means he's touching cards.
Oh, yeah,
he doesn't
sure.
know what card it is. He just... Okay, so yeah. In this place where I died, mm-hmm. An electrical shock is going to take over him from somewhere. That's why I was asking about the wires earlier, because I want to make sure. But whatever wire is closest to him is going to shock his hand. And it's going to make him... throw the cards into the air. All of them. Just any of them. Two of them. One of them. I don't care. And one of those cards is definitely Everett.
Okay. I like this to give us another opportunity for another scene. So Ransom Morganhouse takes this out and he throws this. And he throws this card and it looks like a magician is throwing a card. And as it happens, it looks extremely magical, like right from the start. But it looks extra magical when... almost like lightning or electricity zaps it and hits his hand where he has the other cards, and they go poof, and they kind of fly up into the air, and he starts grabbing them, and the dude with the shaved head starts grabbing at these things, and I think Kyle, you're kind of stunned, and you feel you Celine and Kyle and Emily, you feel someone like touch you quickly and be like, hey, you have to come with me. Come on, let's go. and it is Mikkel, the janitor slash media specialist. All right, and he's going to have you guys run out, not back into the gymnasium, but down another hallway that'll have you guys running towards, fuck it, the library. Why not? This is all based on a central hub.
That's where I died.
Try to draw this map, motherfucker. It won't make sense. My God, Niles. The feng shui is terrible. But yeah, he pulls you and he's like, I think if Kyle like stands there for a second, he says like, Kyle, come on.
Emily's going, then he's gonna follow both of them.
Well, Celine is the one who seems to be very excited to go, and I'll ask you, Celine,
yeah,
why
for sure.
Are you excited? Why are you excited to follow this dude?
Like all these sparks are happening in this room, so he's getting us to safety, I assume.
Okay. I can see that.
It's definitely away from the guys who were awkward. These three adults came out of nowhere and essentially were like, we'll help you help them, but let me show you all these magic cards. Hold on. And you don't know what they are.
Hey, kids, I got magic tricks. Get in the van. Yeah.
No! I feel like Celine hates that.
But we're going to Van Academy. This is Van Wilder's Van Academy. You shouldn't have trusted him before.
I definitely don't trust the police, but that just might be Eduardo. I definitely don't trust the police.
Well, that's the thing is, all cops actually are good cops, except the ones who do bad things have been magically transformed. So actually, yeah. But Kyle and Emily, do you go along with this? What's your opinion on this? This is Mikkel. This is the school janitor slash librarian, a position that makes no sense. Is like, we gotta go. Come on, this way. Come on.
No, Kyle's not gonna resist it overly much. Yeah, like he's still sort of like trying to put this all together in his head, and he's not gonna like do anything rash. But
yeah, same. Emily is a little dazed and doesn't really know what's going on, so she's just gonna follow where people are going.
Oh, but like as he's going, he's like, well, wait, isn't that, and he like points like, isn't that Libby?
And you look back and hold on, do you mean Lilith?
And he's like, sorry, Elizabeth.
Oh, I was asking Carl, but yes. So yeah, when you look back over at the person you call Libby, that monster is not there anymore. And Mikkel says, and that one too. And there is a card on the floor.
Yeah, he'll like scoop that up on the way out.
All right. And when you guys look at these cards, they are they're bigger than normal playing cards. They're also like a little thicker. They also look older. And the back has like a symbol of like a chalice on it, which is the same symbol that those guys have on their necks. But it's a little bit different. Instead of the star, it has an Ouroboros, the snake that eats its own tail.
These are on the cards, or what was it?
On the back of the card.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and if you get a second to look at the actual card. One of them contains like a picture of a woman in a lake looking at frogs. And the other, of course, has on it, Celine, an image of Everett. What does it have on there? Or Eduardo? You guys and your fucking names that are the exact same thing as your other names.
I might have done that on purpose. sorry. So mine, it looks like a fog and mist. It's got the glasses on it and like the black eyes behind it, but everything else is just kind of like a shape. So you can see the glasses that Everett wears, which should be iconic enough that you're like, wait, what? And then you see his eyes behind it. Celine would definitely have seen his real eyes by now. The electric popped eyes, like... And then it looks like Everett is screaming, maybe like in a misty form.
Do you like air popped or like microwave popped eyes?
I love like microwave. I love the idea of them spinning for a while and going.
Yeah.
But it's those hollowed out like skull eyes.
Yeah.
with like electricity, like blue little zzz. As close to the X-Men characters as possible, please.
Come on, we gotta go. Get that card.
Yeah, Kyle grabs a Lilith's card, and I think Celine has Everett's.
All right, you guys go through a door. These doors are fire doors, so they are like substantial doors. And what do you do to seal this door behind you? If not necessarily permanently, but lock it.
Is there anything in this hallway or anything?
Whatever you can think of that would be in a school.
I feel like it'd be funny if we just locked it. Like if it's like, here's the lock.
Can I?
You know what?
Something?
Hold on. No, you are with Mikkel. He does have keys. He just locks the door. That's it. Now, keep in mind, this would be an emergency door, so you would have to be able to get out, as that's how these doors are built in case of a fire. But not this. This building's old. He just locks the door, and he says, "This is not up to fire code." And he just locks the door, and you hear clunk, and he's like, "That's locked. Let's fucking go." He doesn't say that, but he's like, "We have to go."
The Young and the Monstrous, a Monster Hearts actual play podcast from This American Dice. The Young and the Monstrous is Carl as Kyle the Ghoul, David as Celine the Witch, Eduardo as Everett the Ghost, Lauren as Lilith the Fae, Kate as Emily the Mortal, and Austin is your Game Master. Cover art is by Blair. Monster Hearts is a game by Avery Adler. The Young and the Monstrous airs here on This American Dice every Thursday, so don't forget to check us out each week. Rate, review, like, subscribe, check out our Facebook group, The Whole Nine Yards, and let us know what you think. Every 5-star review on iTunes will read on the air. Our intro and outro music, of course, is Deep State by Vans in Japan. Additional music for this episode included Glacier Bells by Daniel Birch, Time is Running Out by Jeremy Corpus, and Everything Has a Beginning by Josh Cummins. Additional voices for this episode include Blair and Alex.
Now go, Lumberjacks!
So the audience very clearly knows now that Ransom Morgan House has the ability to change people's bodies. So I'm going to leave that there.
And dogs' bodies as well.
And dogs, people's bodies and dogs' bodies. Or dogs are people and we have been treating them very incorrectly.
Not us. At least he gets treated very well around here.
I don't know, Carl. I saw you jerk off on that poodle. Unless that was a consensual thing between you and the poodle.
The poodle specifically requested it.
Yeah, it was like jerk off in my beret, Carl.
That poodle came on to me.
It was smoking. I had to.
Now go, Lumberjacks!